This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards and State DOTD Secretary Sean Wilson were in Lafayette Wednesday, Baton Rouge Thursday, touting receipt of $60 million federal FAST Act dollars for highway work.
Actually going to spend the money on I-10 over in the Lafayette area between I-49 and the Atchafalaya Basin did allow us to free up the same amount of money that we were going to spend constructing a new off-ramp to alleviate that bottleneck for the traffic that's moving east across the Mississippi River Bridge.
Congressman Charles Bustani missed the Wednesday event, but Congressman Cedric Richmond was on hand Thursday.
And I want to thank Congressman Richmond here, and I know that Congressman Graves was invited. He played a critical role in the passage of this act as well.
Yet before the Baton Rouge press conference started, the Louisiana GOP tweeted, "Remarkable. Edwards taking credit for work of Congressman Graves and Scalise." Reporters asked the governor about the criticism. His response?
I think it's more important that we get the roads fixed than it is as to who gets credit.
Then Congressman Richmond jumped in.
I don't know about who all gets credit, but I will tell you that I know that these two gentlemen made the direct ask of the president, and then it was the congressional delegation's job to go get it done in a bipartisan fashion.
The entire congressional delegation supported this effort. There is nothing that we do as a government that ought to be more bipartisan in nature than transportation infrastructure.
The governor added,
I thought everybody would see this as a good day for Louisiana. But if they're upset, I can live with that.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.